State lawmakers and climate activists held a news conference on January 11th to promote a bill to require all new buildings in the state to be all electric, which means a ban on new gas. We hear from six speakers, starting with the main assembly sponsor, Emily Gallagher.
Just last month, New York City became the largest cold weather city in the nation to mandate the phase out of fossil fuels in new buildings. And last week, our new governor, Kathy Hochul, made history when she announced her support for a statewide ban. These are huge breakthroughs in loosening the death grip of burning carbon on our lives, our communities, and our future. But the timeline that they each laid out fails to meet the reality of the climate crisis. In 2018, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change concluded that we need to cut human emissions in half by 2030. If we have any hope of preventing global warming beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius, the threshold for preventing widespread drought, famine, flooding, economic collapse, species die-off, mass migration, and immiseration. Now, 12 years is down to 8. Buildings account for 1/3 of New York's greenhouse gas emissions. There is no path toward meeting our state's climate goals without tackling this industry. But this is also a historic opportunity because the All Electric Buildings Act will create jobs installing heat pumps, geothermal, and energy efficient materials instead of new gas pipes and boilers. It will reduce air pollution, which kills thousands of New Yorkers every year, especially in poor and working class communities of color. It will prevent deadly gas explosions, fires, and asphyxiation. It will remove the excuse of shareholder owner utilities to use fracked gas pipelines and expand deadly fossil fuel infrastructure. It will put New York on course to leading the green economy of the future. So we are saying today to Governor Hochul, thank you, but now go further. It's clear you understand how dangerous it is to continue putting buildings with gas hookups, but we need to get in with the science. Put the All Electric Buildings Act in your executive budget and show that New York can lead the way in the nation and the world.
My name is Sonal Jessel. I'm the director of policy at WEACT for Environmental Justice. And WEACT is a Harlem-based, community-based organization. We have been working to fight environmental racism and build healthy communities since 1988. And we were one of the main organizations working on Gas Free NYC, which was a great success, very exciting, along with NYPERG, New York Communities for Change, Food and Water Watch, and all the other groups that did so much work to make that happen. We're really excited. And so now we're taking it to the state. We're really, really excited that this bill is introduced, that we're able to push forward with addressing the climate crisis in a real, tangible way. Starting with new construction is what we always say is the simplest one. We all know the technology's there. We all know it's good for people's health. We all know that it will build jobs. We all know that it's going to help push New York State into this fossil fuel free economy. And those are the big reasons why we ultimately support this bill. We believe that all people deserve to live in healthy housing, in housing that is free of pollutants from sources such as a gas stove. There's apparently new studies finding that gas stoves also emit all sorts of other pollutants as well, not just NOx. So this is something that we are very, very, very interested to see. And we're especially looking at this in a way where we're really excited that we can push this bill forward for 2024, no later than that, and that we can ensure that low-income people and people of color living across New York State don't also get the energy burden from having really high utility bills, that we're addressing energy efficiency and that we're working towards ensuring that people have affordable, safe, healthy homes.
Next is the lead Senate sponsor, Brian Kavanaugh.
But we know that climate change, of course, is a global issue, and New York's contribution to climate change is statewide. And We, you know, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act set very ambitious goals for our state. It is the strongest piece of legislation in the country statewide, thanks to many of the groups that are on that are behind this push today. But we are just gathering today to urge the speed in two senses. First of all, we want, you know, as rapid as possible implementation. Our bill takes a slightly different approach in that it does have some ability if there were a building that somebody needed to be constructed and there were absolutely no feasible way to do it without fossil fuel, they might be able to do it after the date of this bill. But our sense is that given, as has been mentioned, this technology is so readily available, that given that the state, we are going to be figuring out how to ensure that there are proper subsidies, given that the bill has incorporates a study of how to make sure that this bill, that this measure does not impact the affordability of housing and or the affordability of energy for low-income people. We think that this is implementable statewide. And so we want as rapid an implementation as possible. Second, we want as rapid a enactment of the bill as we can. We don't want to wait until, you know, the very last days. The last day of session is scheduled for the first week of June. But this is an urgent crisis, and we really think that in the next couple of months, as we're engaging in conversations about the budget and other important matters, that we should include a conversation about this and get it done.
Next, we hear from Assemblymember Bobby Carroll, who is also the lead sponsor on the public power legislation.
You know, we all want to pass the Green New Deal. We all want to pass the big banner piece of legislation like the CLCPA, but we're not going to get to that promised land unless we make the small, important steps like this. We can do this right now. We can make sure that all new construction is electric, that we're not putting in gas boilers, gas stoves, that we are investing in the future right now. This is something that practically every person in New York can do.
Bill Nowick is head of New York Geo, which represents the geothermal industry.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about LMI customers in New York State. One thing that people don't really realize that as we phase out the gas system, there are going to be fewer and fewer people left to pay off the infrastructure costs for all the pipes and all the infrastructure that has been put in place, which is very expensive. So the people who will be left on the gas system will be paying more and more every year. We do not want to set up our low and moderate income communities to be the ones paying this off. There should be no new LMI buildings going up with fossil fuel heating in New York State at this point.
Avni Pravin is Deputy Policy Director of the Alliance for a Green Economy.
So since 2016, we've really been sounding the alarm bell about the need to decarbonize our buildings due to the very real risks to ratepayers and families across the state. It's also one of our biggest sources of greenhouse gases, as Bill Nowick mentioned. It's co-equal with the transportation sector. And so this bill would change that and really begin one of the most monumental tasks of our lifetimes. I think we're all here because of a sense of urgency towards our climate and energy affordability crisis. And I also think that this bill appropriately addresses that urgency. As we are gathered here virtually today, families in New York are in the throes of one of the most costly winters in years. This is largely due to natural gas prices remaining high and, of course, the financial impacts from the ongoing pandemic that continue to affect people's livelihoods and their wallets. And we know that these problems are not going to magically disappear. And if anything, they're going to get worse in the coming years. And I think one of the contributing factors is gas utilities continuing to build new gas infrastructure, despite the very proven science that methane emissions are one of the most harmful things to our climate and also to our public health. And this contributes to utility bill increases. So we know it's not affordable for today's gas customers and it's not sustainable for the climate. So we have to stop letting new buildings get constructed with gas and other fossil fuel systems. We know that there are cleaner alternatives available. We're clearly in the midst of a climate crisis and the All Electric Building Act would change that.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.